Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe at Psychic Talk Radio. We're simulcasting on radio and live video streaming on YouTube. And joining me today is Michelle Metheny. Michelle is back.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
That deserves some applause. Yes, yes. We're glad you're back here. So how you feeling?
Much better. Much better.
Just in time to do your show tomorrow, but I'm glad you were able to pop on, you know, for an impromptu guest co-hosting spot.
Me too. I have been missing being on here.
I know. Isn't it like fun and infectious?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you've done podcasting, radio, YouTube, lives, things like that, especially when you have the caller lines and everything the way we do it, people just love it. And, you know, they miss it when they don't do it. I remember Mary and I would, like, you know, take a week or two off here and there, and I'd be like, damn. And that's when we were only doing a show, like, gosh, we were doing a show maybe once a week, you know, on Saturdays. Sometimes I was on other shows, but mostly it was our Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now that we're on every day, you know, I miss it when I don't do a show. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
But it's okay. There'll be one tomorrow.
That's right.
If there's not one today, hey, things happen, you know. People get sick, or there's scheduling conflicts, like you can't get around it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was this Monday I had an MRI, and it was right in the noontime-ish, you know. Actually, I think it was before, but it was so close that it's like, well, God, I don't even know if I'm going to be recovered by then, you know, you know, I didn't think I'd be able to get to the office, get in the studio and everything. Yeah.
Back in time. Yep.
Yay. So how's everybody doing today? Okay. So we've got you and Dan, of course, and Anna is in the chat and Jill's in the chat. Meta Crazy. First name, last name's in there. Yay. And we have a phone call. I think it's just someone listening. That's a 475. You got to let me know in the chat who you are. They're always on the line listening, which is great. I love when people call in and they just listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 714-816-4628 when you want to call in. If you want to be live on air with Michelle and I, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad, though. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you can join us in the chat. Maybe you're listening out in radio land and you're not watching, seeing Michelle and I. Well, you can pop into the YouTube live. And I made a URL up that takes you right to the live. Of course, it is live. That's the URL. Try to make everything simple, right? So it's psychic.cafe/live. You just open a new tab in your browser, type that in. It'll take you into the live. And the reason why you want to go there every day is because the chat room is on the live there. We don't use any other chat rooms anymore like we did in the distant past. We had different chat rooms on our website. There's the chat room on Blog Talk, which doesn't work very well. We never liked that one. But this one is great on the YouTube Lives. And when people watch the replay, if they're watching it on YouTube, they'll actually get a replay of the chat. Yeah, I set it up that way. Now, some channels have that turned off, but I have it turned on so people can see what the chat was and everything. It's really cool. You don't get that in other chat rooms and things like that, you know, so yeah. This is really good. Yeah. So you can pop into the chat there. You can ask your questions in the chat. You don't have to call in. Maybe you can't call in. Maybe you're at work and you got the earbuds in and you're listening and you're looking over and the boss is over there, you know, and you can't dial in. But you can join us in the chat. You can type in your questions there. Yes, everything is fair game. Yeah. You can ask for a mini reading. If you have a specific question, just type it in. You know, there's no list to get on. You don't have to go, can I have a reading, please? You don't have to do any of that. Just whatever your question is, type in a couple of lines, right? If you want a general, maybe you want a general, like message from the universe, something along those lines. Just say, give me a general reading, or please give me a general reading, or please pull a card for me, something like that, and then we'll know what you're talking about. Otherwise, go ahead and put it in. You know, oh, Amanda's in there. Look at that. Just type in the question. You know, try to keep it to a couple of lines. Don't write a book. And then if you need any help, direction, anything along those lines, Dan's in there. Anybody with the blue highlighting and the little wrench icon, that means yep. that they are a moderator and they can help you out here on the cafe, in quotes, the cafe, yes. So grab your coffee and tea or whatever and pull up a chair and let's hang out here. What are you drinking today, Michelle?
An Italian soda.
Mm.
Black cherry.
Oh, my God.
Red Bull.
And Red Bull. Oh, she's going to be amped up. I love that. I love that. What was I going to say? I'm going to do some hold on just a second. I'm readjusting things. Moving all these pages and things around on my computer here so I can see what I'm supposed to see. Let's see. Oh, I know one thing I keep forgetting to mention is I mentioned yesterday about Maria's second edition coming out of her book. And I don't have the image up yet. I forgot to get it ready for this show because – the last few shows, I was ready to do the Understanding Tarot book, and I forgot. So I'm concentrating on that to remember to frickin' do it, right? So we like to promote our hosts and our lifetime members, you know, when they have something out, a new book, a new deck, something like that, you know, or an old deck and an old book. We don't care. You know, we want to promote your stuff, right? So Maria has the second edition of the Angel Practitioner's Handbook. So if you've ever wanted to work with your angels, you don't have to become a practitioner. You don't have to get certified. You can just read the book just for your own, you know, knowledge base, you know, how to work with angels, all that kind of stuff. But you could also learn to become a practitioner. Yep, yep. And yep. It's got everything in it. And now that it's revised, she's, you know, added a whole bunch of stuff, Michelle. And also she's tweaked a few things so that it's more readable, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to order one.
Yeah, let me get my link set up before I put it out for everybody because I don't have my link set up. But it's basically Maria G. Moss, Angel Practitioner Handbook. But next show, you know, I should actually write a note now so I remember. And oh, actually, I'm so smart. I actually did. I put Maria's book, Amazon link, promote. I already have the note, you know. But someone I did want to promote is Pam Richards and her book, which is Understanding Tarot. Check it out. There's the book cover right there. It's been out for a little bit. I think of it as brand new, you know, because you think of stuff like Rachel Pollack's 78 degrees of wisdom, things like that, you know, that have been out for decades and decades and decades, you know, comparatively speaking, this is a brand new book, even though it came out, you know, a few months ago. So it's brand new, but it also it already has this incredible following. She's sold many hundreds and hundreds of copies of this book. In fact, I think she said that it's finally breaking even. She's making money. But the thing is, she has a group for Understanding Tarot on Facebook. It's the same name as the book, Understanding Tarot. And it has over 55, I think almost 56,000 members already.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Impressive. Mm-hmm.
So because she's a lifetime member, she's able to promote her group and her, especially her book, anytime she wants on our group. There is a group for the Tarot Guild folks. If you haven't found it on Facebook, I think if you type in psychic.cafe/Facebook, it'll take you right there. Somebody check that out. Dan, somebody type that in on your computer there. Open a new tab. Psychic.cafe/Facebook should take you to our Facebook group, and you can join. There's like almost 7,000 on there. So she promotes her book and her group on there. And then what's really nice is she lets us promote these shows, the Psychic Talk Network and the Tarot Guild and all of our stuff. And of course, all of you, all of our members, you know, we get to promote through the Guild and through Psychic Talk on her 55,000 member group, which is really, really cool. So I just wanted to plug her book. And then also I made these URLs, which I can actually pop up on the screen here. Hopefully you can read those. It's a little hard in white, but, you know, I did the best I could. Anyway, it's psychic.cafe/understandingtarot will take you right to her book where you can grab it. Yes. Go check it out. I think it's I'm not 100% sure. I think it's available on Kindle. And it's pretty inexpensive on Kindle. I think hardback, it's like if you actually buy the physical book, I think it's like $31 or something like that, you know, but it's well worth it. It's a really good book. And who just got that? Oh, it was Charlotte. Charlotte just got it. I asked her to do a review, you know, and I don't know if she's finished the book yet. Probably not. She only just got it, you know, but we should ask Charlotte, especially if she pops into the chat here. So psychic.cafe/understandingtarot will take you right to the book and you can grab it. I also made this URL psychic.cafe/group understanding. That'll take you right over to her group. You can join. If you're learning tarot, you'll love it. And if you're reading her book, oh my God. 55,000 people, 56,000 practically. psychic.cafe/group understanding will take you right over there. Yeah. Well, I finally got it out this time, which is really cool. Oh my gosh. So, nice. Before we take any questions from chat, and by the way, don't forget, besides life questions, you know, is my cat going to die? You know, am I going to get the job? Who's marrying me? You know, all the crazy life questions. You can also ask questions about Psychic Cafe, our new community website. You can ask about becoming a host on Psychic Talk, like Michelle did. Mm-hmm. I keep pointing up because on my screen, Michelle, you're above me.
Right.
But on Facebook, you are, I think you're over this way. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, on YouTube. Yeah. Anyway, so you can ask questions about becoming a host here. Yeah. Or even starting your own show like Michelle's Mystic Corner.
Yes.
The third episode ever is tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also ask questions about the Tarot Guild, becoming a member of the Guild. Do you have to be a tarot reader? No. Anybody can join. Psychic mediums, psychic advisors, spiritual coaches, astrologers, numerologists, it doesn't matter. Everybody can join the Guild. And you can ask questions about that and getting certified and starting your own business and, you know, putting your business on the Psychic Cafe and getting custom URLs and custom email addresses. And we have a lot of stuff for our members, lots and lots and lots of stuff, you know. And you can ask questions about all of that. You can also ask about numerology in general, tarot in general. We've gotten over the last week or two, we've gotten some really good questions about just general things about numerology and tarot. How do I calculate my personal year number this year? How, you know, or they've asked about individual cards. I remember somebody asked about, I think it was the page of wands or something. I can't remember what it was. So you can ask those kinds of questions too, or even the big questions. We could do a psychic spin.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's when we, like the talking heads, we, you know, put our spin on a topic, you know, something big that everybody's thinking about or that's in the news or current events or, you know, some famous person passed away or something new came out or, you know, something big or big universal questions like, you know, how does the law of attraction work? You know, how does the universe work? How does tarot work? You know, where does astrology come from? You know, all that kind of stuff. The big questions. We call it psychic spin because we can put the psychic spin on it, you know, so it's not just people giving their opinion like every other program out there on YouTube and cable news and everything like that. We can pull cards.
Exactly.
So you can ask those questions too. Yeah. So go ahead and start putting your questions in the chat. And if you want to, call into the show, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. And I do see some folks raising their hands. So right after the car of the day, we're going to the phone line. So stick around. We're going there right now. Okay. So numerology of the day, obviously it's the 8th. So, you know, that's in alignment with the world year of 8, abundance and prosperity.
Yay.
But like we talked about yesterday, it was a 9 energy with the date. And with the date today, it's a 1 energy. It's new beginnings. I got the Heart of the Matter card. I got the Death card.
Mm.
So that's transition. One door closes, another door opens. That's perfect for a 1 day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So new beginnings. You know, if you have the opportunity to jump into some kind of leadership position or something like that, you know, go for it, you know. Or, you know, the group is looking for someone to, you know, lead. Don't shy away from that on a 1 day. It's really good to just, you know, or if you're going to start a new project, do it. You know, just get out there, do it. And then I got the 9 of Swords. It's really interesting. I got a 1 card yesterday. This is so weird. So yesterday, a 1 card. But it was a 9 day, and today's the 1 day. Now, on the 1 day, I got the 9 card, which is, you know, endings and letting go of things and stuff like that. I get the 9 card. All those swords, you know, are you overthinking things? And, you know, the traditional meaning of, like, the 9 of Swords, are you being kept up at night? You know? And it can, the messaging with this can go either way. If you think about it, Michelle, it could be like, you know, telling you, hey, if you're being kept up at night, you know, work on that. Don't suffer in silence. If you're struggling with something, get help. But it could be the other way where, you know, you don't think it, but this card shows up to say, hey, you know, maybe there's a situation that needs your attention, you know,
mm-hmm.
You should work on that. now, I've heard some tarot readers say that when they get this card, a lot of times it means that the client should get some rest. I can see that, although I don't typically use that in my readings because there are a lot of other cards. Like take the 4 of Swords is more appropriate to me that you mm-hmm. need to take a rest. You need to take a step back. That's probably the ultimate one for that. Now, you know, the Hermit card even, you know, maybe you need some hermit time alone or the Hanged Man. Any of those kind of cards, you know.
Yeah.
But really, getting rest, I would go with the 4 of Swords is telling us to get rest and to recharge, recuperate, recover from a hospital stay, surgery, something like that, you know. But basically, the big thing for me is with tarot in general, it's like saying what you see, right? And so anytime I pull a card for somebody and I see that many swords, I go, are you overthinking things? Yep. So those are the cards and the numerology of the day that I got. Did you pull any cards today?
I did.
Yes.
So I got the Princess of Pentacles.
Awesome.
And I also got, and I cannot see today, so I am so sorry. Here we go.
Ah.
How well you can see him.
Not super great, but it reminds me of the Seven of Wands where he's up on the hill. What is that card?
A Seven of Wands.
Oh, that is what that is. Okay. Yeah, because it's from a different deck. And
it is. So.
And I was trying to count the wands, and I couldn't count seven wands, so I didn't know if it was or not.
Yes. So what I am seeing here for today is that you do want to work towards a goal.
Mm-hmm.
There is something you are working for, but you have to put some action behind it. And you have to not, there's a lot of choices here, but you have to choose your battles wisely. Because if you choose the wrong battle, you're not going to be able to move forward. Which kind of, with what Dax was saying, when you're overthinking it, you can't move forward because you can't choose those battles.
Oh.
So you have to really bring your thoughts in control, look at the situation, choose your battles wisely, and fight to go forward today, because there is some peace at the end of the day.
Mm.
So that's what I have.
Awesome sauce. Sounding good. Let's see. I'm trying to go by my notes here, which actually I'm 5 minutes late doing the coffee intro thingy.
Yeah. Oh.
What I'm trying to do is break up some of these slides so I'm not doing it like, you know, all, you know, like all at once. That's the basic thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So psychic.cafe/coffee, that's our tip jar. That's how you, you know, send us some love. That's right. If you're, you know, if you want to send us a little love, we appreciate it. You know, buy us a cup of coffee. psychic.cafe/coffee. It's also the secret way that you get to the top of the caller queue. Or if your question is like, I don't know, 10 deep in the chat on YouTube, that's how you get your question answered first. And we go right to your question. You just go to psychic.cafe/coffee, send us a cup of coffee, and we'll take your question first in chat, or we'll take your call on the phone lines first. Now, for the callers, obviously, if it's during a live show, you got to go into the chat on YouTube. You do that by opening a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. That's psychic.cafe/live. Get in the chat, say, hey, I'm area code 619. This is Fred. I just bought you a cup of coffee. We'll stop whatever we're doing and we'll go right to your call. Now, if it's in between shows, go over to my page on Psychic Cafe, message me, say, hey, Dax, I bought you a cup of coffee. Here's my name and area code or my phone number, and I'll be calling in tomorrow, or I'll have my question in chat. Here's my name. Look for me tomorrow. And then we'll take your question first. No waiting. We'll skip the cards of the day, the numerology of the day. We'll go right to your question on the very next show because we're here every day. That's right. And then the other thing I wanted to mention during this little segment here is our live Zoom meetings and Q&As every Sunday. So first of all, if you're one of our members, lifetime members, paid members, premium members, or even if you're just a, you know, free member on Psychic Cafe or what have you, we're here every single day doing these shows. So this is the perfect opportunity. If you have questions, If you are needing help with the website, help getting around, I can share my desktop right here live on the show and show everybody, you know, how you do your blog post, how you do this, how you set that up, how you do messaging, your profile, you know, different ways you can set up your cover on your profile, your avatar, which is your profile picture, you know. And also, if you're a student in my course, if you're a lifetime member, you have free access to my course, Tarot by the Numbers. If you're stuck on something, you can ask a question here. If you have a question about numerology or tarot or something like that. Also, as we said, if you have any question about, you know, the Guild or Psychic Cafe, we're here every day of the week on these lives, but also in a more intimate setting where we can spend more time on it, we have these weekly Zooms every Sunday now from it's like 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's like 9 p.m. London, but basically 4 p.m. East Coast time, 1 p.m. West Coast time in the U.S. And all you have to do is remember the URL psychic.cafe/Zoom, and you can join us on these Zooms. And then lastly, I want to mention our sale, psychic.cafe/sale, because the lifetime membership that I've been talking about, it's 75% off right now. Used to be $297. It's just one payment of $78. And to make it even easier, I have an option where I broke it up into you pay $39 now and $39 in a month. Two payments of $39. Cannot beat it. No recurring fees. You're paid up for life. You get all of our panel discussions, workshops, and live Q&As that we do only for members. Also, certification is free. That saves you $124. My course is free. That saves you $297. You get to be a co-host, a guest co-host on these shows. And we promote you and your business. All righty. So just want to get that out of the way. So Michelle, what do you see in the chat here? I know we had a question from first name, last name.
We did. See. All right. First name, last name asked, I'd like help in shifting into feeling 100% confident in doing corporate contracts. I notice how I sometimes feel a bit insecure and shift into self-doubt and fear.
Okay. Help shifting into feeling 100% confident. I'm going to let you lead off on it, Michelle.
Okay.
Especially because it's your first time back.
Yay.
I'm excited. While you're shuffling, real quickly, I'm going to say hi to Anna. Anna's in there. Amanda, Dan, of course, our moderator, and Michelle's husband. Well, you know, we don't pay attention to that part. But the crackling something or other is in there, crackling is in there. I'm just going to say that. First name, last name, Autumn's back. Hi, Autumn. Yay. I 1 a.m. here, and I'm in a math class in 6 hours. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh. High school really messes with me. Awesome. So I think I said hello to everybody for us. What are you getting there, Michelle?
Okay. So I got the Ten of Pentacles. And I'm wondering if these contracts is about finances. So each contract is probably a financial kickback. I'm not sure. That's not the word I'm looking for. Probably a percentage. And if you really want to get to be feeling like you need to be more in tune with these contracts, you need to start feeling with the Queen of Pentacles like these contracts are a part of you. You got to fall in love with these contracts. and she's holding this pentacle like she is in love with it.
Yes. I call
and
that
so,
card the mother card. The
right.
Mother.
And so that's how you're going to have to look at these contracts. And then I got the Knight of Cups. You might not be emotionally attached to these contracts, which if you notice, I don't know if you can see this, but
yeah, we see
seems
a good...
to be going in the other direction from her.
Mm.
And you need it to be more this way.
No, that way he's going away from her. That way he's going towards her. Yeah, like that.
Right. So.
What deck is that, Michelle? That's a pretty deck from what I can tell.
This is Heaven and Earth.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of it looks like in shadow. Oh, that's the Fool on the front, and it's gorgeous. I love that.
It is. This is a beautiful deck. I have just fallen in love with this.
I've never seen that deck. Okay, you have to send me a copy. No, I'm just kidding. I need to see if I can find that on Amazon or something.
Yeah, yep.
What's it called once again?
Heaven and Earth Tarot.
Heaven and Earth Tarot. Interesting.
And so the last card I drew is the Knight of Wands, which I feel like is representing you. You need to take the action to move back. I know it's looking the other way, but you need to take the action to find your emotional connection to these contracts.
Mm.
So that's what I see, is you need to fall in love with them and find a way to get that connection.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm distracted because I'm looking at the images on Amazon for this game. It is really, I love the magician, especially because he's got like the cloak on with,
yes,
that's kind of reddish. But he's bare chested and it's all open and everything, and I'm like, woo, oh, I love it. Yummy, yummy. Look at this stuff. Anyway, what I like about this is it's staying with the Waite Smith images, but it's like so well done and
mm-hmm.
modernized, not modern images, but just the way the artwork is done. I need to look this up on Amazon. Google. I just did Amazon. I need to look go under images, because then it'll give you more images of it. You know, I was mm-hmm. typing Heaven and Earth, because I was going to type Heaven and Earth Tarot in on Amazon. And it gives you, the drop down with all the stuff.
Right.
There's Heaven and Earth, like everything on there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a recipe for a salad called Heaven and Earth. There's a Heaven and Earth grocery store. There's Heaven and Earth Tarot. I'm like, what the heck? Anyway,
wow.
I'm looking at this image here. Oh, wow. I clicked on one of them and there's a $7.99 version on eBay. I bet you this is a ripped off version. It cannot be $7.99. That is so cheap. And it looks like the exact same deck. Yeah, it does. Wow, that is so cool. Some of these images are haunting too. Oh, look at the tower. I love the tower.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, and see on the website, the Tarot Garden, it's $36 for this deck.
There's the tower for anybody that wants to.
Oh, look at that. That is so nice. That is so nice. I love it. Last name, first name is probably like, you're doing this right in the middle of my reading. It's like, yes, deal with it. We're hanging out in the coffee shop. This is not that kind of show. Anyway, 714-816-4628. We're going to be going to calls in just a second. Let me tell you what I got real quick. I feel like why she's having this issue the first card I got right out of the box, literally and figuratively, the devil card. These are our attachments. What are we attached to? She's attached to the contracts coming a certain way. She's attached to working with that and the companies a certain way. Or alternatively, or both, could be both. In the past, she's had X issues with contracts and, you know, consciously or subconsciously, she thinks that's going to happen again. So, you know, what do I do, right? Because that's the actual question. She says, how do I shift? Well, the way you shift is twofold. One, you can just go what I call go into the light. Go forward with what you want to manifest. That's the best way, I think. But before you do that, alternatively, you can also work on the blockages, whatever they are. Okay. So if you need help shifting, okay, and you've got either consciously or subconsciously, you've got these attachments to the way it has to happen or previous ways contracts have happened or what have you, do some EFT. Go on YouTube and look up some, you know, how to do some tapping sessions, or find somebody that's an EFT practitioner and helps you tap through this. Also, an NLP practitioner, neurolinguistics, they could help you go through a few different procedures that will help you with that. And then what I got was, okay, so like the Ace of Cups, and you got the five rivulets pouring out of the cup. And this is going now into what I was saying, the alternative to working on getting rid of your blocks, which is kind of negative because you're putting your attention on it. I'm not saying don't do that, but you could manifest what you don't want. But if you have a good practitioner you're working with, they'll go through the procedures and help you break free of that, and then go in right into a practice that is going into the light, what I'm talking about now. And this is part of that. You guys hear me on the shows all the time talking about the five sensory. Look at the five rivulets. That's representing the five senses. The five sensory 360-degree visualization. That's what I'm getting from this card. Ten of Cups, Queen of Wands, you know, being confident, being independent. Okay, so you create that five sensory, using all your five senses is what that means. What does it smell like, taste like, hear, sound like, look like, blah, blah, blah. All the five senses, create a 360-degree, like you're physically there in the future. It's already happened. You've made the shift. You're confident doing the corporate contracts. What does that look like? Maybe you create an image where you're in the boardroom at one of those corporations working with the contracts, or maybe you're in your home office and you're working on the contract or something, and you feel very confident about. There's other things you can do as well, is, you know, some hypnosis for confidence, setting up an NLP trigger. You know, it could be a million different things, a point on your body, your wrist. You know, some people do the thumb and finger. You know, you set an anchor that you could fire off, bring you into confidence. And how do you do that? You set up the anchor. There's a whole procedure, you know, I don't have time to do it here, you know, but just briefly what it entails is just like the 360-degree, five-sensory visualization of what you want to manifest, or in this case, like how you want to be confident with the contracts. Look back in your life when you were giving a presentation or a speech, or you just won something or an award for this, or you did something, I don't know, maybe on the sports field where you were very successful and very confident about it. Find different, you know, one, two, three different times in your life when you were super confident. Close your eyes, create that 360 degree, use all five senses. What did that feel like, smell like? What did it taste like even? You know, what did it look like? Go back to that, feel the same feeling, and then fire the anchor. And then break it off. Do I smell popcorn? Yeah, you got to do something crazy like that. It'll take you out of that. And then what you do is you do what's called stacking. You're going to go back into another 360-degree visualization of when you were confident. And when you get to the peak feeling, fire it off, you know, or your wrist or whatever you're using as your trigger, you know. Sometimes it's on the shoulder. I mean, you know, Carol Burnett. Remember she used to do this at the end of her shows, kind of winking at her mom. Maybe you pull here. But wherever it is on your body, it's a physical trigger you're creating. And then, you know, shake it off and then go into another time in the past where you were really, really confident. Get right up to that, you know, the highest you can get the feeling state and then fire off the trigger. And now, later on, when you're dealing with the contracts and you're not feeling so confident, you just fire off the trigger. That's another way you can do it. So I hope that, you know, helps you out, first name, last name. I think between Michelle and I, we had some really great ideas to get you confident in that area. Yes. Okay, let's see. Did we have another question in chat? We got to go to phone lines though. Let's go to phone lines because they've been waiting. But we'll look in here and see what we can find for questions. Thick rich Turkish coffee where the spoon practically stands up is best, Dan says. Oh God. You could do coffee grinds reading with that, you know. Okay, Crackling said something, but it doesn't look like a question per se. Autumn's got a general question in there.
Anna had a question.
Oh, I missed that one. Oh, that's because it was right under first name, last name, and I had already scrolled to the bottom of.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll start with Anna's question. And we'll go to Autumn and anybody else. Hadiza just came in and Vishnev. Hi to everybody just coming in. Go ahead and just type in your question. Or if you want something general, say, please pull a card for me or please give me a general or something like that. Okay. And we'll come back to the chat right after these phone calls. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? 475. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 475.
Sean, Stan McConnecticut.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Oh, great. How are you and how are you doing, Michelle?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Good to hear you again.
Yeah, nice from here, too, as well. One thing I would mention to you is I wanted to know what was going on, you know, for the upcoming week. And also, I think I know what your cards meant for today and yesterday, the 1 and the 9.
Oh, good.
Because the 1 was, you know, we're having the State of the Union last night. So the 1 was the beginning, what we're going to find out. And now the 9 is now we know what's going to happen. And the way Biden just knocked out of the park last night, you know where the energy is leading for you now.
Okay. So
that's my spin,
Sean, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? You got a question?
I just want to see what's going on the next week.
What about next week?
Yeah, I want to see what's coming up for the next week. Pull some cards.
Oh, sure. All righty. Well, hang in there for a second, Sean. I'm going to get with Michelle here, and we're going to look at what's coming up next week.
Right.
Let me know, Michelle. I'll let you go first. I'm going to do a little shuffling here. Oh, area code 212 is on the line too. They're next.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Well, 212, I think it might not be the same caller, but we had this caller 212 and like, I don't know if Block Talk hung up on them a few days ago. We're having those technical problems and then they called back in, but then it hung up again. I turned their mic on and all I heard was background noise and we didn't actually get to talk to them. So I don't know if it's the same 212 area code, but we're going to bring them on next. What are you getting? Oh, you got a lot of cards.
I do. Not all of them. I did get the Lovers card,
mm-hmm.
which is not always about lovers. It is also about choices. So I do see that there is a choice to be made coming up next week. I also got the Empress card. So I'm wondering if you need to take some time for yourself, make some choices to nurture yourself.
Oh.
Because I also got the Nine, which is this is a beautiful card. But there's a lot of material happiness to be had. There's a lot of good things in store if you take the time to nurture yourself and to take some time for self-care the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I see for the week coming up.
Awesome. Okay, so for Sean, I got the Two of Wands. It looks like, you know, he's looking for something. He has the whole world in his hand. But I feel like an unsurety, you know, like he's not sure about something. He's trying to find something. It's wands, so it could be around career, something like that. And then I get the Magician card, okay? And so it's telling me that the tarot wants to tell you that next week, you know, you have to take the reins. I got this card yesterday and came up a couple times, too, besides the card of the day. And you know, it's that energy of manifesting. Ultimately, the Magician shows up to say, it's in your hands. You know, whatever this is, which I don't know what it is exactly with this Two of Wands, you need to be proactive. And like everything we just said for first name, last name, and I was talking about, you know, creating the visualizations and everything like that, you know, that's how you manifest. You got to know, you got to let the universe, you got to know yourself what you want, and you got to let the universe know what that is. And if you don't do that, you're not going to manifest it. You know, it's wishful thinking, you know, I wish X, Y, Z, but you don't have a crystal clear, you know, vision of what that is. And when I say vision, as you know, I'm not talking about just what it looks like, but all five senses. And that's how you manifest. Now, sometimes the Magician shows up, you know, talking about building your talents or skills. And so that might be part of it next week, working on that. But ultimately, the Magician, it's about creating magic in your life. But I'm getting this last card, the Eight of Cups, which showed up a lot. I think, was it yesterday, Michelle, or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the Eight of Cups a lot for people. And people are just in that part or that spot right now. Here we are, what, March 8th? You know, we're a couple of months into the new year. And there's a lot of baggage people have they need to let go of, especially if it's emotional because it's cups. So attachments and emotional baggage, you know, we keep getting not the death card. What is it? The devil card keeps showing up and the Eight of Cups, which have a similar meaning to me where we're attached to things. We have this baggage from the past we need to let go of. So this is a hint. Look, the figure is moving onward and upward up the hill there. That's what it's saying, Sean, is next week you need to be, you know, start now letting go. Okay. Of the things that are holding you back and then come into your own power and manifest what you want. But you have to know what you want before you can manifest it. And you need to spend time writing that down on a piece of paper and then sitting quietly 5-10 minutes, maybe before you go to sleep at night, and or maybe when you wake up in the morning. And just, you know, take time out during the day to keep thinking about that and doing a creative visualization where you build up a scenario where in the future you're already there and bring that into manifestation. Okay. And hey, you're going to love this, Michelle. I was going to go to that area code 212.
Yeah.
They dropped off again.
Oh, goodness.
I do not know what's going on with Blog Talk, but it's driving me insane. You know, I've been talking about doing some shows like, you know, because I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then a couple of the Saturday and a couple of the Sunday shows. And I'm thinking, you know, in the beginning of the week, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or what have you, I may do a couple of shows where I do the phone lines and a couple of shows where I don't even do Blog Talk. I just do YouTube Live only. I'm thinking about that. I was talking to Catherine about that and Charlotte as well. Catherine is going to be doing pre-recorded shows. And I said, that's kind of similar to what I'm talking about where, you know, we don't always have to do Blog Talk. I can upload your pre-recorded shows as a show on Blog Talk, a podcast, and on YouTube and just put it out there, you know. Don't have to do live shows all the time, and we don't have to do the call lines all the time. She's thinking about maybe doing the same thing with her Compassionate Light on Fridays, where she's going to be doing pre-recorded shows this month, but next month, April, she should be back with live shows. But she's thinking of maybe switching off where she only takes questions in chat, and then the next Friday, she only takes phone calls. No questions in chat. That way she doesn't have to jump back and forth between.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what I'm doing on all these shows. I'm jumping from the switchboard with the radio studio over to the YouTube studio with the chat, you know, and it's a pain, especially the chat, to keep that, you know, to see the things coming through, the messages, and also keeping it straight in your head, which questions you've answered and stuff like that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And also have to jump over then to the radio studio and look at the switchboard and do the phone calls. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So we may be trying that in the near future here.
Okay.
So the next question was Anna, right?
Yes.
You got that one?
Can I ask if I'm going to get the job for which I'm going to have final talk on Monday?
Aha.
So is she going to get the job on Monday?
Okay. Well, right off the bat, I can tell you this is looking really, really good. I've got two cards that are six cards, which is success. Okay. The card in the middle is the Emperor card. Major arcana cards are yes. And, you know, this is the powers that be. That's the focus in the middle. And I got six of pentacles and the four of cups. That's four is another even number. That's a success, you know. But you can see in the card, not 100% happy with all of the choices here. So there might be that element involved where it's not a complete success, if you're understanding, you know. Like, I don't know what that exactly means, but see, I also got the six of swords. So, again, with this many swords, are you overthinking things? I always say when I get that many swords. But it's also a number six card, which is success. And traditionally, in the image, in the Six of Swords, they are making slow, steady progress to their goal. Now, notice he's an oarsman. We're not talking about a speedboat here. So, you know, think about the boats in Venice, the gondolas. They get there when they get there, you know. So you're making progress in that direction. That's a success. This is a success. Okay. And, you know, he is really careful as he's handing out these alms to the poor because he's got a scale. So he's measuring carefully with his financing, you know, so there's finances. So there's something around that. The last card I got was the Three of Swords, which initially you might think, oh, well, it doesn't that bode bad for this then, you know, because it's a card of anguish and everything like that. But actually, it's a swords card, and I often remind people that it's not a cups card. It's about thoughts and ideas. It's about your thoughts and ideas around this, okay, and that you need to get out of this thinking space, okay? If anything, you're holding yourself back because we've got two cards here side by side, you know, and both of them are about overthinking things, okay? And I think that's what you need to do in this situation. But ultimately, I'm getting 4 out of 5 yes cards. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect because, you know, there is that, you know, what's going on here in the Four of Swords? What are you not 100% happy with? And you can even look at the Three of Swords that way as well. I don't know, Michelle. Maybe they get the job, but it's not all it's cracked up to be, something like that. I don't know. What are you getting, though?
Well, I got two major arcana cards. I got the Hanged Man and the High Priestess. Oh, I guess I could come closer. So there's the High Priestess and the Hanged Man. So those are two good cards for yeses. But I also got the Ten of Swords. So that makes me wonder where the thoughts are in this in particular job. I also got the Ace of Pentacles, which it can be a yes, but it can also be a no. I guess it just kind of depends on the situation. But with this one, there is a garden, and there's this little pathway. And so I see this as a very possible yes. And then the last card I got is Three of Cups, which although three is an odd number, which is more of a no, it is a celebration card. And so it falls in line with, this is a very real possibility you're going to get this job, but with the swords, again, where are your thoughts? What are you overthinking with this in particular job?
Awesome. All righty. So hopefully that helped you out. We have other people coming in. Got a question from Autumn next. But we have Hadiza coming in. And I think Dan was helping them with, you know, asking a question. You just go ahead and pop the question. Just type it into the chat. You don't have to wait. Oksana is back. Melissa is back. If it's the same Melissa, I think it is. So there you go. And let's see. So Dan's letting people know we take the questions in the order that they come in. I think Vashnav was asking about, you know, their question. And it's like, well, if you asked a question, we will get to it. It's just, when did you ask it? Because, I mean, I'm looking back here and I'm not seeing her question or his question. But we have a question from Autumn.
That's right, we do.
Yes, and that one, as far as I can tell, that one is the very next one. And Autumn's asking for a general advice on relationships, romantic. So like I always say on these types of questions, I start laying out cards to see if anybody's coming in. I'm looking for, you know, where's that that court card, right? Well, I got a court card really quickly for her, for Autumn. Now, the very first card is the Fool card. So it's about taking a leap of faith. It's like there's something that you're a little skittish about doing that you need to do in order for it to happen. You know, and it's a major arcana card. So it's the only major arcana card I got. So it's really important that you don't hold back and you like literally, you need to go for it is the main thing here. Maybe it's like the areas that you're working with, you know, where your places you're meeting people. I don't know, but it's like maybe you need to go outside of your comfort zone. You know, typically if the cards are telling you you need to take a leap of faith, why would they tell you that? Well, because you're not doing that and like it's outside of your comfort zone. So you need to do some things that are outside your comfort zone. Also, do some introspection on that. The Four of Swords shows up. That's taking a step back and, you know, recharging a little bit, but it's also a thinking outside the box card. And do you notice there's a lot of cards in tarot that are thinking outside the box cards?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And this is thoughts and ideas because it's swords. So in this particular case, rejuvenating, but also your thoughts and ideas. Taking a look at your thoughts and ideas. Maybe you're overthinking things, or maybe, you know, you're not quite thinking the right way. You have some stinking thinking going on, perhaps. I don't know. But take some time to look at back and look at the whole big picture. You know, what have you done in the past and it didn't work? Well, don't keep doing that. Do something else. And then if you're able to do that, the Two of Cups. There you go. It looks really good. And the very next card is a person. The Knight of Cups shows up. And it's a cup, so it's water sign. So Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, possibly. You know, so someone does show up. And this can also be a romantic message at the same time. So it looks really, really, really good. I don't know. Do you want to pull cards on that or do you want to pull cards on the other question, the next one?
I can pull cards on the next question.
Okay. Yeah, because this one's pretty covered. You know,
yeah.
We should go back and forth sometimes, like the lightning round, right?
Yep. Okay, so the next question was, Vaishnav, can you help me with career guidance? Well, that's a little bit more difficult, but we're going to go ahead and draw a few cards.
What was that question?
Can you help me with career guidance?
Okay. It's pretty general. We can see what comes
it
up
is.
In the cards, but
yeah,
a more specific question that you need help with, in because career is a really big, you know, thing. Do you need help with financing your education? Do you need help with education?
Right.
Do you need help with finding something, a job? You know, do you need help with guidance in what to go into? It could be a million different things.
So here's the first thing I got. The first thing I got is the Three of Swords.
Oh, that's hilarious because I just got the Three of Swords.
Where is your mind in all of your, when it comes to the career, where is your mind and is your mind and your heart in union with what you want to do for a career is at this point. The next card I got is the Justice card, which for this one, I'm feeling more you need a balance, not so much a legal stance, as much as a balance. In your own mind and in your own life, you need to balance out what it is, what path it is you want to take, if you want to go, which career opportunity you want to take. Do you need to get your education? You really need to make some decisions. And that's where the three and the justice is going to be hand in hand. You have to make some decisions, make some tracks, make some pros and cons. And then I got the world card. And you can have the job of your dreams, but it comes with a price. Everything comes with a price these days, but that is putting your mind in a state where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I see, is that you need to really come together with your mind and your heart and figure out what direction you want to go in for a career.
Okay. Before I forget, I want to remind everybody to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon. I know Dan is doing that in chat, but if you're, listening in archive to this or what have you, make sure that you get alerted when we're doing our lives every day so you can come hang out with us here in the cafe. And you do that by hitting subscribe. And then after you hit subscribe, hit the bell icon so that you'll be alerted to everything. And anything we post, videos and stuff like that, which I know Michelle said she's going to start doing some of that as well, weekly and daily things. So, and Ellie's got her deck reviews coming out, and I know Charlotte's going to do some stuff. Pamela's doing things in her rune group. We'll have to get her to do some videos, plus that workshop, we'll have that out. It's going to be public, this one. Usually our workshops are only for, and our panel discussions, Q&As, are only for our paying members, but this month and last month and probably maybe even April, we're having these live Q&As every Sunday I was talking about earlier, and they're open to everyone, and we're going to do the workshop, and you can take some of our workshops and Q&As, and you don't have to be a member right now. We'll be popping those, so there'll be more free workshops showing up on our channel. So hit subscribe and don't forget to like, that really helps us. Also, here's Michelle's page, psychic.cafe/Michelle. And mine is psychic.cafe/Dax. So in between shows, you can chat with us. If you go over and grab us a cup of coffee right there, scrolling by psychic.cafe/coffee. You can let us know you did that on our pages, and then we'll bring you on first, no waiting. If you call in or your question in chat, you won't have to wait. We'll go right to it. You'll be first, and we'll spend more time with you. So that's how you do it. And you can also book private sessions with us. Maybe you don't want to air your dirty laundry, in front of tens of thousands of people on radio and YouTube. That's understandable as well,
Mm-hmm.
Awesome sauce. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. And we got a question from MetaCrazy. We've got new people in there, not Nina. They had a question, or they said something, but they retracted it. So I don't know if they still have a question or not. Real quickly, I'm going to pop over here and mention that Catherine will be back with Compassionate Light. She's going to be doing pre-recorded shows because she had so many problems the last few shows she had to cancel due to health problems, family issues. Now they're going to go on spring break and travel. So that she's going to pre-record some of her shows. Then next month she'll be back live. And then, of course, tomorrow, Michelle's Mystic Corner. It's only the third episode.
Yes.
Every second and fourth Saturday is Michelle's Mystic Corner. So she'll be on tomorrow, the 9th and the 23rd, and I'll be hanging out with her tomorrow too. And then, of course, the Angelic View will be back the following Sunday, not this Sunday, but the 17th, the Angelic View with Maria Moss. But this Sunday, I'll be doing a show. Pamela Steele will be my guest co-host. Oh, my God. That's the author of and the creator of the Eternal Seeker deck, the Oracle deck, and Steel Wizard Tarot, now in its third edition. She'll be on with – I'll have to use – Michelle, I'll have to use those decks. If I remember by Sunday, right?
Right.
I'll have to use those decks. And directly after the show, you know, we're going to have that Q&A.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock, 4 Eastern. So, and don't forget, the clocks go back. And the times won't the times won't change for you. The shows will still be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And the Zoom meetings on Sundays will be 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. But for me, they're going to be an hour earlier. I'm on Pacific time. So I got to remember that the Zoom meetings at 1 and the show's at 11 a.m. Oh, God, I got to start getting up earlier again for another 6, 7, 8 months. Oh, God, I really, really hate daylight savings. I wish it would just go away, you know?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So in the chat, MetaCrazy, which is Jill, one of our lifetime members. Oh, my gosh. She had this interesting thing that we pulled cards on before about this dream she's getting of marrying this man that she used to be with or something, I think. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. But she asks also about making an appointment to help with her with building your page. Okay, so what you do, very simple. I'm going to make a custom URL for your profile. So you want to have your profile filled out. You want to have a picture of you, not your cat, not your logo. People don't want to buy from logos. They don't want to buy from cats. They want to buy from you. So you have to put your picture as the profile picture, which is called an avatar, on the Psychic Cafe network, Psychic Talk Network, Psychic Cafe website, where you have your own profile and everything, and you get to do a cover image. And I've got a like a template, so it fits perfectly. And then you and I can work on like what image to put and like what call to action you want to put on there, and then also what you want to put in your about section. So go to your profile, make sure you have a picture of you as your avatar. Don't worry about the cover image because we're going to work on that together, right? And then hit about and go into your about section and fill that all out, Jill, okay? So, you know, your Twitter account or, sorry, X, you know, or Facebook or Instagram or, you know, you might have your own website. You might have an email address you want to put in. And then anything else that you don't have, let's say well, what I tell people to do with, if they don't have a website, is this is your website, you know, and so put the URL, the custom URL I give you to your profile in as your website, right? So hit edit, put in the https://. psychic.cafe/Jill, assuming that's what you want as your custom, and save that, and then make sure it says public. So everything that you fill in and you want people to know that, you know, that this is your Instagram, this is your X Twitter, whatever, your Facebook, whatever, put those public. The ones you don't have or you don't want people to see, put only, click only me. And it'll only show you. Then there's an about section, about me section, you know, where you put a little mini bio. That's the one where you only want to put a couple of lines. You want to keep it really, really short. You know, tell them a little bit about you. What do you do? Who are you? You know, just put a little bit, you know, up to 4 lines, I'd say, you know, 2, 3. Try to keep that as short as possible because they're – that's what's going to appear on all your blog posts, and you don't want a book. You don't want an entire book there. So what you want to do is keep it short and sweet. But then the section above that, the welcome to my page section, that's where you can put a longer bio. And also we can put I'll install buttons for you, you know, to like buy readings from you or anything you want. And so we can work on that. And to set a, you know, I need to do it before or after these shows, obviously. So to whatever time you have is available, what you do is go on to Psychic Cafe and message me from my page, psychic.cafe/Dax, and just message me, Jill, and say, I want to set an appointment to do a Zoom. And we'll pop on Zoom for a half hour and just go through all this stuff. I can share my screen, show you what, you know, what you need to do for your custom page. Basically, your custom page is your profile. I'm just going to make a custom URL to it, and we're going to put some custom stuff into the About section. And typically what I do is the custom URL, like if you go to psychic.cafe/Dax, it takes you to my profile, but not just to my profile. It takes you right to my profile/about page. So they don't even have to click on the About page. It's right there with all your information, your buy buttons. That's how you want to have it set up. Now, sometimes there's a case where in the future we might need to make some custom pages. Like if you join us on our Loki system, which is like a, how would we put it? Like a psychic network that we're putting together, Michelle, is that how we would put it?
And
we'll be making some custom pages with like just because we'll have a reading page that has all of our advisors. And I think you can actually go there right now and see what it looks like. It's psychic.cafe/advisors. I forget now. I made it a long time ago and we're not using it yet. We're trying to fill in the advisors. Then we'll start promoting it. But it's something like psychic.cafe/advisors with an O, not an E, advisors, you know. And yeah, that's actually it, advisors. So ADVISORS. And it'll load up with our system, which is built on what's called Loki. Okay. Oh, they changed it. Look at that. Wow. It's been a while since I've been on there, Michelle. They've changed how they do the page that has all of us on there. It used to be lines with the information and the buttons. Now it's like full, what would you call it? Like widgets?
Yeah.
With our picture and everything. It's very cool looking.
Nice. Oh, I like it.
It's doing some weird thing though. It's bouncing a little bit here. This is really cool. And so when people, basically when people go to this page, wow, they added a checkbox you can check that will only show who's online. That's really cool, which is Catherine right now. Catherine Hahn from Fridays.
Yeah.
And you can make appointments. Basically it's grayed out when they're not there, but when they are there, it's like purple, the buttons, and you can click the one that says video and you can go right into a video chat, or you can go in and there's one that has a telephone. You can go into audio chat, and then there's a text one where you can go into a text chat live, and it's, you know, X amount per minute, or you can hit make an appointment and make an appointment with them. So all of our folks are going to, you know, be on here, but we'll also do a custom page with just your widget, you see, which we can do a button from your profile to. So I just wanted to let everybody know about, you know, we have a lot of things coming up in store. We do for the Psychic Cafe and the Tarot Guild and Psychic Talk. So yeah, MetaCrazy, that's Jill. Just go ahead and message me on the site and we'll set up an appointment when we're both available to pop on a Zoom. Now she was talking about this same dream about me marrying a man I'm in love with. As silly as it sounds, I'm waiting for him to wake up. I used to tell him that his fourth and fifth dimensions higher self is in love with me. You're just not caught up with your highest self. Hey, maybe he needs to do that, right? I just need to know if I'm delusional. Okay, you know, when anybody says that to me, Michelle, when any of my clients go, you know, I just need to find out if I'm delusional, right away I go, if you're asking me if you're delusional, you're delusional. I'm just telling you right now. No, I'm kidding.
Yep.
I'm kidding. I don't do that. I may think that, but I don't actually tell the client that. It's bad form if you're a professional.
Yeah.
But I just need to know if I'm delusional. Okay, so I pull cards and I'm getting, no, you're not delusional. First of all, I did three cards. Love how this came out. Ace of Wands in the middle, 2 6 cards, bookending it on the side.
Hmm.
So six is what? Six, I tell you all day, every day on these shows, six is success. And actually the Six of Wands, out of all the six cards with that are the number six, like the Lover's card is six too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also card 15, 1 + 5 = 6. Anyway, the Six of Wands is the literal success card. You know, he's riding in on a horse, got the laurel leaves, indication of success. Yes. And we got the Six of Cups. And of course, that's emotions with the cups. And traditionally, it's called the nostalgia card, the Six of Cups. So they are bookending the Ace of Wands, a new opportunity. So
yeah.
I think that there is a new opportunity with this fellow. Maybe he does need to work on himself and get into his higher dimensional self, because that's the part of him that's actually in love with you. I don't know. Could be. And the only thing with the Six of Cups, when I first laid it down, the first thing that popped in my head was not just nostalgia, Michelle, but sometimes there's a delusion. Remember she asked if she's delusional? There's a
mm-hmm.
delusion around that. It's actually a fantasy. You know, we have a fantasy. And if this is a guy from your past, I forget the story. She told us the whole story a few shows ago when we pulled cards on it the first time. And I thought it was a guy that she knew or maybe even dated in the past, but thinks she's dreaming of him now again, and then she thinks she's supposed to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
I might be 100% wrong in that, but there could be a fantasy illusion about that you're holding on to from the past. That would be the only part that's delusional here. But with how I got the cards and what I'm seeing, I'm just going to say I think it's a big fat yes that you're not delusional, that there is something there, okay, that your mind's not making this up. There's a reason why
mm-hmm.
the reason why you keep dreaming this, you know, and everything. And her late husband was a Gemini, she says. I think he sent me the man I'm inquiring about after my husband died. Oh, okay. In her dream, that's actually really cool. Wouldn't that be cool if that turns out to be
what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. Let me check the phone lines once again. There are no phone lines. I think something's going on with Blog
Talk. Wow.
That is crazy. It's a Friday. We usually have at least 10 calls, even if like 3 or 4 of them are just listening. That is so bizarre. I do not know what's going on with
mm-mm.
Blog Talk. We may have to look at, like I said, you know, cutting back on the Blog Talk or getting rid of the Blog Talk. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be time.
Yeah, yeah. And let's see, Paul Fried came in. Hello from Pennsylvania. Hey, that's my old stomping grounds. I was born in Pennsylvania. Welcome aboard. I hope you're going to be one of our regulars, Paul, and and all of you in chat there right now will hang out with us in the cafe every day. Did you have a question, Paul? I don't see anything. If not, we're going to get out of here soon, Michelle. I think Hadiza had a question. Did you find Hadiza's question?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Hadiza asked, I would like to know about my future husband and children information about them. And if you'll hear their names, how many, when, or their sexes.
I totally did not understand that, but I'm looking at Jill's question in chat here, and I'm messaging her back. She said,
well,
thank you.
I don't really do future readings. I don't predict the future. I can't say as I'm, I can't tell you, you know, I can't tell you how many children you're going to have, but we can still do a reading.
See what comes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't.
Nothing.
Well, just quickly to back you up, I put you up on full screen to do the reading, and then I came back, and the reason is I want to back you up a little on this because I don't – a lot of people answer these questions. There's a lot of psychics out there. There's a lot of fortune tellers. There's a lot of card readers that – you know, and tarot readers and so forth that do this. And generally, I try to answer the question that the person asks, and I'll pull some cards maybe – I may or may not, depending on what's in the card, see anything in regards to what they're asking specifically when they're asking that kind of a question. Generally, I don't answer those kind of questions because of a few different factors. But the main thing is, number one, it's really not going to help you out. It's not information that's going to – what's it going to do for you? It's kind of silly. It's silly fortune-telling stuff. It's ridiculous. Like, am I going to get married? And my instant reaction to that question is, do you want to get married? Then you probably will. I mean, it's stupid. It's like, will I get married? Do you want to get married? When will I get married? I don't know. Probably when you meet the guy and he asks you to get married and you set a date in June or something. Spring, whatever. Some people get married in September. I don't know why. Or even December, which is really weird. But anyway, but you know what? You know where I'm coming from. It's like these are questions that don't do nothing for you. It'd be better that if you don't know who it is you're marrying, for us to pull cards and see who pops up. That'd be a better thing than when will I get married? Will I get married? You know, and the same thing, you know, will I have children? How many children will I have? Blah, blah, blah. The other reason I don't answer those questions, Michelle, and everybody out there, is because basically we don't know how far out that is anyway. And as you go out from the current moment, the timelines diverge, especially 6 months, 6 months and beyond, forget it, because you are going to make so many different decisions going different ways that whatever outcome we could possibly see, it's going to be skewed because you're going to make all these other decisions. And what's going to happen is you're going to veer off the path you're on now. That's how we're able to see an outcome. The only reason why we're able to see an outcome at all is because we're in the current moment. You've made all these decisions from the past that have brought you into this timeline, and you're on a trajectory forward to a potential outcome. But the farther out we go, the more decisions you're going to make that can alter that trajectory, and then it could be anything or everything, because every possibility, the quantum physicists tell us, exists. You know, so it would not be accurate to do that. And the psychics that do that, God bless them. You know, they think they know what they're doing. I don't trust it. And I would never trust a psychic that tells me, oh yes, in 2 years from now, you're going to have a boy. His name's going to be Fred. You know, I mean, really? What about if I decide not to get married, you know, between now and then? What about if I decide not to have sex? I join a monastery for, you know, the rest of my life. I mean, you know, there's so many decisions, you know, so I don't like answering those questions either. But go ahead, Michelle. What did you get for that?
So I drew about 9 cards before I finally got to a court card, which is the King of Cups. So before you can even worry about children, you have to worry about a spouse. And here is the king, but he is way down the line. which tells me there is a lot of work that you need to do to prepare yourself before you are ready to meet your future husband. And I can't tell you who that is, but whoever that is, you and him together with your DNA will decide who your children will be. Because if you meet someone other than this in the meantime who isn't right for you that you think is right for you, you could have children that are not with this in particular person. So I would say take the time right now to work on you, to get yourself in balance. We got a balance card. We got the justice card. Make sure that all of your ducks are in a row, all of your legal stuff is together. Make sure you're not carrying any burdens with you. You got the Ten of Wands. And make sure that you are prepared and ready for a relationship. And then you will have a spouse come in, but I can't tell you who that is or anything other than that. But I hope that does help you.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that, Michelle. But I know there's a lot of people out there, and I know we call ourselves Psychic Talk and Psychic Cafe, but, you know, we've brought tarot more into the – we want to bring it into the mainstream. We want it as a tool for working with the subconscious, for life coaching. And we've gotten away from fortune telling. And I know people want there to be psychics out there, people that know the future. But then it's presupposing that the future is written in stone and it can't be changed. And a lot of psychics will actually tell you that because they're fortune tellers. They're either under that delusion themselves or they're pulling the wool over your eyes, telling you you don't have free will. This is what's going to happen. No, your business is going to be a failure. You're never going to get married, or you're going to marry this person and he's going to be abusive and you're going to have three kids and one of them's going to die in a boating accident. And oh, come on. You know, the thing with And I've said this on a couple of shows recently as somebody running something called Psychic Cafe, where I'm the usual skeptic out there. You know, Sylvia Brown was wrong more times than she was ever right. And yep, her hits were just accidental. The thing is, this is the thing with that kind of stuff, is I feel there are some real intuitives out there. And the ones that stick to things that are happening in the next few days to few weeks, fine. And I think that there are some really good intuitives, some really good, you know, I don't like saying psychic, you know, because we're all psychic. We're all intuitive, really. But intuitive in the sense that they are doing it professionally, you know. But 95% of it is crap. And we as humans, it's just the way we're programmed. We want to believe certain things. And when a quote unquote psychic medium, oh, I got the balloons to go off. A psychic medium like Sylvia Brown, for instance, John Edwards, whatever, you know, when they get something correct, that's all we think about or remember. We forget about the time when she predicted that the parents of the daughter was, you know, dead face down in water somewhere, and 6 months later she turned up alive and well. She had just been like abducted or something and they got her back. Do you know how many times that happened? Sylvia Brown was so wrong on like 80% of the things she ever predicted. But we don't remember those. We only remember the couple of times she actually got it right, you know, which is very few. That's like, you know, that's more like 2% of the time. It's more like 98% of her predictions. You know, either they were wrong or we never found out whether they were right or wrong, so they probably were wrong. You know, and that just goes to that a lot of it is not, people are not being serious or real about this. They're, you know, they're not really helping people or want to help people. They want to make money. They want to make a buck. And, you know, so they prey on people's desires, fears, you know, things like that, you know. And then as far as the ones predicting the future, you know, I can see how it works. And so I can't see how it's possible to even predict far out because, you know, it can change. Yep. And even if somebody successfully predicts something out in the future, 2-3 years from now, 5 years from now, that doesn't mean they were accurate. That's not what that means. That means that they accidentally hit on the one timeline that you actually went down and you didn't make any choices changing it. That's all that means. And that's only going to happen a few times out of, you know, all the times you ask a psychic something, you know, it's 100 times, you're only going to get one of those, one or two of those, you know. So why rely on that?
Yeah.
Instead, ask questions about what's happening in the next few days or weeks. You know, 3 months, 6 months is the max. And then we can get potential outcomes, but I harp over and over again that what we're looking at in those cases is a potential outcome based on the trajectory you're on right now. Now, this is where you start life coaching with the client. Do you want to go there? Do you want to go somewhere else? Let's pull some cards on where you want to go and see how to get there. That's more powerful and helps you out than asking questions like, will I ever get married? You know, and how many kids am I going to have? Anyway, I got to get off my soapbox. That was my soapbox for the day. So we answered all the questions, I think.
I
don't think we missed anything. I don't know. Oh, it's so hilarious, too, because there was this person that came in called M, December 32, or DEC32, M. I'm just calling him M.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, is any of this accurate, real?
Yeah, I see that.
And we just explained that, you know, so it's absolutely perfect. I did not see that question until just now because I didn't even see
that.
That
is awesome.
Well, they only said one thing in chat. So I had to scroll back. I was scrolling back to see if we missed anything. And then I saw that comment and it's hilarious. Maybe Michelle, maybe we are really psychic because we just answered their question
before we even saw it.
Yes. So that means we're psychic, right? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've pretty much answered M's question. Accuracy is, it's fake. It's a fake thing. You know, if I lay out cards and get a potential outcome and say, this looks like it's going to happen next week, you know, do you want that to happen? No. Okay. Let's see if we can make different choices and change that. And then you do make different choices. You change that and you have a different outcome than what I predicted in the first spread I laid out. That doesn't mean that is not accurate.
Exactly.
It means you changed it. So accuracy in psychic stuff is bullshit. And then on top of that, what was the other thing that M said? M said real. is it real? Well, yes, it's real, but with the caveat, Michelle, right, of what are you talking about is real. You know,
mm-hmm.
We just explained how time works in the entire universe. We just explained, you know, with you know, timelines, how we end up in the now, you know, the decisions we make that converge the timelines down, you know, it's basically collapsing the timelines. And then there's this current moment. And that's all there ever is, really, is the current moment.
Yep.
Everything's happening at once. Unfortunately, our human brains can't wrap around that. So what we do is we think linearly. So we create a idea, which is not 100% accurate, but it explains what's going on of this linear progression where we make a whole bunch of decisions that collapses all the different potential timelines we could have went down into one, which we're in this moment. And then as we go out, we're on a trajectory, you know, like if you shoot an arrow, it's going to go straight forward. It's going to hit that target unless wind or something hits it or something knocks it in a different direction, right? So, but the accuracy only goes so far. This is, now that I think about it more, the arrow thing is a really good metaphor. So you're aiming at that target, you know, which is about a few days or a month or a week or whatever. But if it goes past the target and it's going and it's, you know, now it's 600 yards. Now it's, you know, a mile away, whatever. Now it's not accurate anymore. It's not going to accurately hit a target or the target, or you're not going to know where it's going to hit. It's up for grabs. Kind of thing. We don't know what's going to happen, you know? So that's how it actually works, you know? And so is it real? Well, yes. You know, we do see real things, past and present and at least partway into the future. But I want to empower my clients. So what is the outcome you want and how do we get there? That's the big question. And that's the real power of tarot. Because, you know, most of the time we shuffle the cards and we pull cards. You know, I shouldn't say we. Let me rephrase this a little bit. Most of the time you go to a tarot reader, they shuffle the cards, they pull cards, and they tell you what they see, you know. But you don't have to use tarot that way. You could pull cards to tell a client what they need to know to get to the outcome that they want. Not only that, you could do what's called a lay. Okay, a spread is when I don't know what the cards are. They're face down. I shuffle. I lay the cards down. I flip them over. And then you are randomly drawing cards and seeing what comes up. A lay is you go through the deck, pull out cards that are specific to a situation or a potential outcome, and you lay them down. And so you're actually creating a mandala for manifestation. You're picking the cards on purpose to have a certain energy to manifest something. It's not the cards that are manifesting it, though. It's you. It's your subconscious. But it gives you something to focus on. It's a focus. Just like, you know, Harry Potter and his magic wand. All wands are focuses for our subconscious, for the power of hypnosis, the power of our trance abilities. We have these abilities where we can focus and manifest things. And when people do rituals or use a magic wand or, you know, anything along those lines, all those things are, you know, and laying cards down face up, you know, in a tarot lay. No, by the way, have you ever noticed, Michelle, how many books have you read on tarot? No one ever talks about tarot lays. They only talk about tarot spread.
Yeah. No one ever does.
Right. So whether you're doing a lay or using a wand or some kind of ritual or herbs or crystals or what have you, you know, and I don't, I don't want the crystal people getting mad at me, you know, that believe in the crystal energy and everything. Yes, okay, there's crystal energy. But, you know, all this stuff is just focus. It's all focus. You know, that's the real power. And so I'd like to use the cards to help people manifest the life they want, not just pull cards and say, this is going to happen to you. You know,
yep.
If you don't want to live your best life, if you don't want to live life on your own terms and make your own decisions, yeah, go find a psychic fortune teller to tell you what's going to happen. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Melissa's back. What do you see happening for me this year? And Melissa was here earlier, and then you waited to the end of the show to pop in. And Amanda wanted a general reading too. Oh. Let's see. I don't know if I get anything. Okay. So Amanda Metheny is pregnant right now. And
No, she's not. No, she's not.
I'm messing with you.
You just made my heart stop.
I did that on purpose because Amanda, you know, Amanda has the last name in there, and I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds like Dan Metheny and Michelle Metheny. Oh, I'm going to mess with Michelle. Oh, my God. She wanted a general reading, and I'm like, well, the Empress is pregnant in a lot of cards, you know. That often means pregnancy. Oh, gosh. Well, what it's really talking about is it's the three energy, creativity and communication, okay? And then the Queen of Cups is right next to her facing her. God, that is a lot of estrogen floating around there. You know when people say all the time, there's too much testosterone in this room. It's like, okay, this is a lot of estrogen going on here. But the Queen, you know, she often talks about sitting back and actually listening for a change and paying attention to what other people say. And then you learn something. But also, as we know, the Queen of Cups, by the way, she's got the biggest, bestest cup out of the entire deck. You ever notice that? And it's a covered cup.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, what was it called? The Ark of the Covenant. Because it's got the two Sephiroth angels on each side there, you know. I always wonder what's in there. Anyway, but she's talking about using her intuition and psychic ability, kind of like the High Priestess. I love when I get the High Priestess. I haven't got the High Priestess in a lot of readings lately. But see how she's facing the Empress. We just talked about creativity and communication. You want to create something. That's what, you know, you should be creating something. And what the cards want you to do is to learn to use your psychic ability to focus on psychic ability. And then what I get is the Chariot card. And that's a card of victory. So, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting, the tarot saying that, you know, this is the secret. The secret is learning and using your intuition and psychic ability. Study psychic things. Study how to do tarot, you know, the oracle cards, and anything else along those lines. You know, that's kind of like the message I'm getting. I don't know if that helps at all, but. Melissa said, I'm back. What do you see happening for me this year?
Okay. So for Melissa, I got the Nine of Pentacles.
I love that card.
Where you can make yourself into your own financial sugar mama. But there is the Seven of Wands, which means you have to work for it. You have to put your backbone into it.
Oh, you got that again.
Yes. And you just have to move forward and fight your way to what you want. But I also got the Queen of Cups.
Oh, again.
Again.
That's what I just got.
She does not have a lid, but she does have a bird.
Oh, interesting.
So this year you need to use your intuition. You need to use your own inner confidence. You need to really put your backbone into becoming settled in the financial realm.
Mm. Awesome.
And that's what I'm getting for you.
And we only have a few minutes left. So real quickly, we have a phone call, area code 215, but we got to do this really quick because the show's going to end automatically. 215, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania. I was just interested in a gentle reading, what I most needed to know right now. Yeah, I'm back.
So you just want something quick, what you most need to know right now?
Yeah, just any guidance from the cards, going through changes, which is good, but
okay.
Yeah.
Change is good. Michelle, what are you getting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got the Lover's card, which...
Oh, cool.
Either there's a change coming in the romance department, or you have a choice coming up. But I also drew the King of Swords. So there is something in the romance department coming up. I don't know if you already are in a relationship or if there's a new relationship coming.
That would be great.
I have that one. And then I also have the King of Pentacles.
Cool.
So he's probably going to be someone that is very much sure of himself, in control, and stable.
Sexy. What type of time frame do we have with that? I like that. There's been a lot of men floating around, but not the right one yet.
Yeah, actually, I was, Michelle, let me butt in for a second and say,
Absolutely.
I was pulling cards and looking for somebody and just, I went out 5, 6, 7, 8, nothing was showing up, so I'm not seeing that in my cards. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, I did also draw the Five of Swords.
Okay. Is that your timing card or?
It is. So I don't know if this is going to be 5 months, but it's gonna take a little bit before he shows up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well,
why is he holding out?
Yeah. Well, maybe you don't meet him till then. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't getting anybody, which just, confirms that it's just going to take a while. Maybe there's other things to work on. I'm getting a lot of that in my cards, actually. It's funny because, some of the cards I got showed up earlier, even though, I shuffled really good. One thing is this Three of Wands, which is, literally your ship coming in. But you're still looking out there, and I got the Eight of Cups, and this just keeps showing up all the frickin' time for everybody. Cause I think that everybody needs this message. Mm-hmm. Eight is abundance. And whether we're talking about emotional abundance, relationship abundance, abundance in our interpersonal or romantic relationships, home life, or we're talking about finances, career, all those other areas of your life, abundance, it's an eight card, abundance can come in, but it requires you getting rid of this baggage. that there's all of this emotional baggage, and in the Eight of Cups, the person in the background is going onwards and upwards, moving onward and upward, moving away from these cups because they have lined these cups up. They've dealt with these situations from the past, the baggage, what have you, and now they are moving onward and upward to their goal. And so maybe that's the delay, that there's you need to go through this process first with this.
Well, that's actually exactly what I've been doing, is like constantly showing up, constantly taking action, constantly moving beyond like past hang-ups. So, that's been all career finances. Yeah.
You need to keep working on that. But then the Magician card shows up to tell you that you do have the ability to manifest this. Okay. So when I get this card, it usually is to remind the person of that. And sometimes it's also to say, okay, you got to get locked in on exactly what you want. And then start focusing on manifesting that, you know, rather than waiting for it to happen, rather than just working on the other side of the coin, which is the negative. It's the getting rid of the, you know, emotional baggage, anything from that you're still attached to from the past, things like that. You know, it's also talking about, okay, the way forward is to move forward, not backwards. You know, it's to get a crystal clear image of what it is that you want to bring in, whatever that is, whether it's, you know, career, financially, a project, a business, a person, a relationship, all the areas of your life, whatever it is that you want to bring in. You know, it starts with you knowing what you want and getting a crystal visualization of that, crystal clear visualization. That's why the Magician card shows up. So I hope that helped. Thanks for the call. The show is
like, that's right on too. Like I've been focusing on like, let me receive now rather than constantly trying to get it. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. You're right on.
Awesome.
Deck. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. We'll talk to you the next time. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
Awesome talk. And we heard the 90-second warning from Blog Talk. We got to get out of here.
Yep.
But we'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Michelle's Mystic Corner tomorrow. Everybody come join us.